We wish you. Okay, that was a little too early. I said I wouldn't sing anymore, and I should really stick to that. Welcome to this new episode of Sweet But Salty Secret Santa Christmas Special, where I pick one secret topic from my basket that's secret for you and secret for me every single day. So I have to completely wing whatever I'm gonna say. Which I always do. It's actually not different from usual. The difference is usually I come up with my own topics and then I just talk about them. But this way, my parents and my brother wrote them down. So let's mix the topics and pick one for today. Today's topic is, oh, the inner critic. I'm really surprised that no topic has been drawn twice. Even though my parents and my brother wrote the topics down separately from each other, that's so interesting. So, the inner critic. We've already talked about the inner child, and the inner critic is basically part of our inner landscape, at least for some of us. The inner critic is like a concept from psychology where it literally does what the name says. So it's like a critic that constantly tells you what you're doing wrong and that you're not good enough, that comes up with stupid reasons for stupid things that you can't do for whatever reason. And I've had my fair share of inner criticism, especially when I was younger. And I remember a time when I was so consumed by this inner criticism that it was really surprising for me that I was able to function because every thought was negative and every thought was a burden to feel and to experience. So it was a tough time for me. And I think I talked about this exercise before, where you sit down, you have three chairs or three pillows. It doesn't matter. You can do it for yourself at home with three pillows, for example, that you put on the floor next to each other. And then you sit down on each of those pillows. One pillow is your inner child, one is your healthy adult, and one is the inner critic. And when you sit down on each pillow, you sort of speak from the perspective of that persona. So when you sit down on the pillow of the inner critic, you speak as the inner critic. So you're allowed to say what the inner critic says inside of your head. And that exercise really helps you to figure out what the inner critic is and what a healthy adult mindset is, because sometimes we forget that. And sometimes it's hard to separate those things from each other or those standpoints from each other. The exercise is really profound and can be very, it can stir something in your soul that maybe you're not ready for. But it's also eye-opening. And I would recommend you sit down on the chair of the inner child first, let it speak openly, then sit down on the chair of the inner critic, and in the end, you can sit down on the chair of the healthy adult. And you will notice that so much of what you think is you, and so much of what you think comes from yourself, doesn't. Like, so much of what you constantly think is actually part of the inner critic. Like this voice that says you're not good enough or you can't do this or everyone dislikes you or wow, there you go again, another mistake or it's not worth the effort. All of that is really just the inner critic trying to stop you. And the healthy adult has the best advice, I can assure you. When you step into the role of the healthy adult, and you will ultimately, when you sit on that pillow or on that chair, you'll know exactly what that healthy adult thinks and feels and says, and it's going to transform a lot of things. So I really encourage you to try that exercise for yourself. It's very eye-opening. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to tune back in tomorrow to rate my podcast wherever you're listening and to subscribe. It really helps me out a lot, and I will catch you tomorrow. Bye.